Listening Library presents The Best Laid Plans by Cameron Lund. Read for you by Rachel L. Jacobs. To anyone who isn't ready or feels like they're falling behind, remember, it's not a race. Chapter 1. The first thing I see when I open the door is Chase Brosner's bare ass flashing at me from the bed like some neon Vegas billboard. Then I see the girl underneath him, hands gripping his back. And when I see the fingernails, I know it's Danielle. I was with her when she painted them. Black, she said, to match her heart. They're completely wrapped up in each other on the bed. Andrew's parents' bed. And I can't move. My hand frozen on the doorknob. This is not what I expected when I wandered upstairs trying to get away from all the people who don't even remember it's my birthday, who are only at this stupid party because they know Andrew's parents are away on a ski trip and there's free beer. But now, as I take in the image of Chase's ass, of Danielle's fingernails clutching his skin, her dark hair spread out on the pillow, I realize this is so much worse than the party. It only takes about 3 seconds for Danielle to notice me, though it feels like 3,000. And then she screams. I scream too and drop my beer, which splashes onto my feet. We lock eyes as she scrambles for the sheet, pulling it up to cover her naked body. Chase tumbles onto the floor, wrapping himself up in the comforter like a human burrito. I'm so sorry, I say, bending down to pick up my cup, wiping up what I can with the sleeve of my sweatshirt before it does damage to the floorboards. I didn't know there was anyone in here. Get out, she shrieks. And I do, slamming the door shut behind me. And I know it sounds crazy, but as I stand blinking on the other side of the door, all I can think about is this. What if this is it for me? What if this is officially the first and last ass I'll ever see for the rest of my life? When I shut my eyes, I can still see it, bright and white, like when you stare too long at the sun, and I'm afraid it's going to be seared there forever. It's not a bad-looking ass, I guess, although I don't have anything to compare it to. It's just attached to a guy who I don't even like, a guy who makes dumb jokes about his farts, who cares way too much about basketball and has an unhealthy obsession with the word dude. But there are certainly no other naked guys on my horizon, not with the way high school has gone so far. I'm still there when the door opens again, and Chase and Danielle step out of the bedroom. They're finishing pulling on their clothes, and I wince as Chase zips up his fly. Keely, Danielle says, her voice breathy. Her arms are wrapped around his bicep, and I can smell the candy sweetness of her perfume. She's got lipstick smudged across her cheeks, her dark hair messy like an unmade bed. I need to stop thinking of messy beds. Ugh! Hey, dude. Chase lifts his arm into the universal bro gesture to fist bump, then brings it back down to his side, presumably remembering I'm not, in fact, a dude. Easy mistake. I'm so sorry, I say again, backing away from them. Whatever. Chase shrugs like it's no big deal. Actually, can we talk? Danielle motions her head toward the hall bathroom to my left. Alone? Sure, I say, but my chest feels tight. To everyone else, it probably looks like Danielle and I are friends. Which, I guess, according to the rules of high school, we are. We're in the same group and sit at the same lunch table, but we don't really ever talk one-on-one. Looks like things change when you accidentally see someone naked. I'll meet you downstairs. Chase kisses Danielle in a way I feel uncomfortable watching, his hand just on the side of her boob about to squeeze. She giggles and he pulls away, nodding at me. Later, Keely. Then he lumbers down the staircase. I can smell the stale beer on him as he passes. Once he's gone, Danielle pulls me into the bathroom. She shuts the door and locks it, then turns to the mirror, speaking to me while looking at herself. I don't blame her. If I looked like Danielle Oliver, I'd probably stare at myself all the time, too. Her pale skin is luminous, her cheekbones model sharp, and she's got big brown eyes that turn up at the corner like a cat's. You have to promise not to tell. I won't. Good. Some of the tension drains out of her. I'm still playing hard to get. I bite the side of my cheek so I won't laugh. Danielle and Chase aren't dating yet, but they make sense. They're the beautiful people. The ones you read about in the tabloids if high school were like Hollywood. It was only a matter of time before they got together. So I'm not sure why Danielle is so intent on keeping this a secret. It's not like she was discreet earlier when she was laughing and chasing him in a circle around the kitchen, trying to draw on his face with her red lipstick. Didn't he just get you? Hopefully she won't kill me for the question. But here's the thing. It's pretty well known around Prescott that Danielle Oliver was a virgin. And it's not because she's openly circulated the fact. That's just how things work around here. Our nowhere Vermont town is so small that even if you're barely friends with someone, you probably still know everything about them. I mean, we've been together, all 60 of us in the senior class, since elementary school. So secrets tend to hop from student to student like a twisted game of telephone. And the fact that Danielle has managed to stay a virgin for so long is probably Prescott's top news story. I'm a virgin too, but this isn't surprising enough to be news. I can see the moment right when she decides to tell me. She smiles and it spills over her face like light filling up a dark room. And she's so stunning, I feel it in my chest. Her eyes are sparkling as she turns to me. I can see the secret brimming in her, like bubbles in a glass of champagne. Okay, so maybe he got me, she says. Guess who's finally a woman? Wow. I'm suddenly unable to find the right words. Congrats! Way to go! I don't know why I've turned into a cheesy greeting card instead of a real functioning human. Wishing you all the best on your journey. Reach for the stars! She must not find it too weird because she continues talking like I haven't said anything. It didn't even hurt that much. Ava told me she passed out her first time, so I guess I was expecting it to be a little more extreme. She licks her pointer finger and runs it under her eyes to fix her mascara. Ava is so dramatic. If Ava Adams were in this bathroom right now instead of me, she'd know exactly what to say. Ava is Danielle's favorite. I'm just the one Danielle tolerates. Do you like him? I ask, swishing the now mostly empty beer around in my cup. She doesn't answer for a few seconds, probably deciding whether it's worth telling me the truth. Then she shrugs. It was time. I can't believe I was a virgin for this long.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?